Welcome aboard. It's time to grab your wave and swim out into the sea of ideas as we try and catch a wave and ride it right into the sales pipeline with our host, the man who rides all the big surfs at the big, when the hurricane comes in, he doesn't run away, he runs in. He grabs a hold of his board and goes for the big wave, David. Matt Hines. David, I forgot his name already here.
That's all right. You know, just to be clear, if you are in the path of the hurricane, do not surf those waves.
No.
I've heard up to 80-foot swells coming in on the Carolinas.
Wow. And, but people do that. As crazy as that sounds, they do race there
totally,
to be in danger.
It's completely ridiculous. So, yeah, get out of the way of that. But thank you, everyone, for joining us here on Sales Pipeline Radio. I do have to say, Paul, that I've not done fantasy football in a number of years. Mm. This year, I'm doing it, and there's a handful of sales authors, sales writers, bloggers, speakers that are doing it. And our league is called the Self-Proclaimed Sales Experts, which I thought was great.
I like that.
And so it's for the first time in years, I'm doing fantasy football, and my quarterback should be familiar to you. It's Kirk Cousins.
I was going to say.
High-paid, highly anticipated quarterback of your Minnesota Vikings.
He sure is. And, boy, so far he delivered the first week, so we'll see if he can do it against the vaunted, much-hated rivalry with the Green Bay Packers this coming week here.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see. You know, I was not impressed with the Green Bay defense last week, and then we continue to hear whether or not Rodgers is going to play this week. He says he is. His coach is hemming and hawing, so it should be a fun couple days to see what's going on.
Well, I think it's the passing of the old generation. Aaron Rodgers, you tip your hat. One of the greats of all time, and certainly his comeback last week proved it again, but I don't know how many times he can keep doing it here.
I don't know. Well, he's the ripe old age of, what, 33, 34?
Oh, so he's old.
A dinosaur in football terms. Boy, if he was a running back, we'd be just shipping him off to the retirement home. But
I have to say one thing about your show today here, because normally we have trouble packing it all in, but this is going to be a quick show today because you've got the author of the 60-second sale. How much can he tell you? He's only got 60
seconds.
We're gonna be done
in about 75 seconds. I'm gonna introduce him quickly. He's gonna be done, and we're gonna be it. I'm really looking forward to today. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us on another episode of Sales Pipeline Radio. If you're joining us live on the Funnel Media Radio Network, thanks very much for joining us in the middle of your work day. If you're joining us on the podcast, thank you so much for subscribing. Our numbers continue to grow. I think literally in the last 3 or 4 months, our downloads have doubled, which is faster than I think any of the other shows that we've seen on the network. So very, very humbled by that. This has been a lot of fun. This has been a kind of a passion project for me. So appreciate everyone joining us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play, and all the places where you can find podcasts. You can also find every episode of Sales Pipeline Radio, past, present, and future, on salespipelineradio.com. Each week, we are featuring some of the best and brightest minds, writers, speakers, authors, thought leaders in B2B sales and marketing. Today is no different. Very, very excited to have joining us Dave Lorenzo. He is the author of The 60-Second Sale, The Ultimate System for Building Lifelong Client Relationships in the Blink of an Eye. David, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Do you have a fantasy football team, and sort of is something going this year?
Oh, my God. I am a recovering fantasy football junkie. I got married 13 years ago, and 7 years ago, I stopped all fantasy sports because I like being married. I used to do baseball, football, hockey. I even tried golf. You name it. NASCAR. You name it. I love fantasy sports. And my son is 10, and he's just starting to get into it. So I think I'm going to have to come out of retirement next year. So this year I don't, but I used to study the USA Today. Remember when you opened USA Today and they had all the stats in there like on Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah.
I used to just study them and figure out what I was going to do. Now everybody has a different software program, so it's a whole new world in fantasy, but I haven't done it in a few years.
Well, it's I haven't done it in a while as well. You know, I'm a huge baseball fan, but making changes daily, I don't have time for that. And now that I'm already in week two of the NFL season, seeing the activity of some of the other teams, the drops, the trades, you know, the waiver wires, I'm like, oh boy, I'm definitely not going to do very well because I just don't have time for that either. But it is a lot of fun. It's kind of fun, just a different way to watch the game. But let's talk a little bit about the book. So I'm excited to have you on. I've been following you for a while. You've been sort of on our radar and on the radar of a lot of sales professionals and sales managers for a long time. earlier this year, just literally in July, just a couple months ago, published this new book, The 60-Second Sale. And I think by looking at the title, for a lot of people that are doing, you know, we get a lot of B2B sales professionals, a lot of people doing long-term complex sales efforts. The 60-Second Sale sounds a little like 12-minute apps. Is it really that easy? Can you really do it this quickly? I know that's an unfair comparison, but talk a little bit about what you mean by the 60-Second Sale and why you wrote this book.
Well, the 60-second sale is about creating a condition under which if your best client, the person who trusted you most in the business world, had a need and you called them up, it would only take you 60 seconds to close that deal. So if you were adding value to somebody who already trusted you, you could close a deal in 60 seconds if you met those exact conditions. The book is about creating those conditions every single time. It's about taking what is what everybody would think of as a one call close environment and making the relationship the one call close. So another way to look at it is to take the individual moments of truth that occur throughout the day with our clients and with the evangelists who are out there recommending our services and winning each of those individual moments of truth. So you create an environment that is one of trust, and you make sure that you're always focused on the wants and the needs of your clients, and you can close a deal in 60 seconds.
So it sounds like, you know, the getting to that point requires a lot of foundational work, right? To build the relationship, to create the conditions and needs. Talk a little bit about the things that are required to sort of create differentiation and separation in what could be competitive markets that allow for that kind of the conditions for that 60-second sale.
Sure. And you have to that's the part of the acronym, or not the acronym, the title that I really like. You have to win each moment. You know, we started off by talking about sports, and the greatest sign that I've seen probably in the last 5 years hangs in the dugout at Yankee Stadium, and that says win the at bat. And you'll win the games, and you'll win the championship. And what they mean by win the at-bat is moment by moment, pitch by pitch, you have to do the things necessary in order to succeed. And the conditions to create a 60-second sale start with when you first meet somebody. If you meet someone and you have what's called an external orientation, if you meet them and you talk about them, talk about what their needs are, what their goals are, and how you can help them fulfill those goals or solve their problems, your relationship is off to a good start. How many times have you seen people walk up to other folks, either at a Chamber of Commerce event or even at what's supposed to be a social event, and they walk up to them and they go, listen, I can show you 15 different ways to do this, this, and this. And if I do, you'll make more money. Do you want to come meet me at my office and we can talk about ways to do that? I mean, that's just, you're just pushing yourself on somebody else, and you're starting the relationship off on the wrong foot. You're not going to win that at bat. If you start the relationship off by saying, hey, tell me a little bit about you and how you got into this business in the first place, it shows that you have an external orientation. It shows that you're interested in them, and then you can move on to helping them solve their problems. So that's the first time you get up to bat. That's your first opportunity to win.
Talking today on Sales Pipeline Radio with Dave Lorenzo. He's the author of the new book, The 60-Second Sale, The Ultimate System for Building Lifelong Client Relationships in the Blink of an Eye. And David, I know you've spent a number of years doing consulting before that, where I spent over 6 years at Gallup and continue to spend a lot of time with executives, not only sales executives, but executives leading organizations. And I'm curious what trends you see out there that keep people from leaning in on an approach like this. Is it inertia? Is it not having the discipline to build some of the building blocks of relationships that can lead to the 60-second sale? What are the things companies can look at in their own mirror that they can make adjustments to make this more possible?
Yeah, great question. And from a company standpoint, from a corporate standpoint, what will actually kill this is the need for success immediately, right today. What did you sell today? What did you how many calls did you make today? How many people did you talk to on the phone today, right? Nobody comes up to you and says, hey, how many relationships did you build today? How many new people did you connect with? Did you discover what your best client currently is working on? And did you make 15 connections that can help them achieve that goal that aren't related to what we can sell here? Nobody says that, right? What they say is, let me see your reports. Let me see how many calls you made. That's what kills this, right? This short-term culture that we live in kills everything in a company right from the top down, from the CEO down. What is the CEO driven by? CEO is driven by the stock price, right? And what do companies do to make their stock price go up? Sometimes they choose to do stock buybacks rather than invest in infrastructure, make capital investments. Same thing is true with salespeople. We focus on the short term. How many calls did you make today? What is that going to tell me, right? How many calls did you make today? Tell me about the relationships you worked on today. Tell me how you advanced the level of trust you have with your relationships, and then we'll know how much we're going to make down the road.
Talk about the how you do that in a complex selling environment where you need to have those individual relationships, but inside the organization, there's what, you know, some people call the internal buying committee. You know, there's 6 to 8+ people in enterprise organizations that make up the decision makers and the influencers, and together is where your job is in part to build consensus amongst them to increase velocity of the deal. So how does this apply in that kind of an environment where you're building relationships with individuals, but you really need to build a relationship with that group to move that deal forward as well?
Yeah, you have to be the hands down expert on whatever the issue is they're trying to tackle, whatever the problem is they're trying to tackle as a committee. And that's really where it all starts. If you're the sales guy who comes in, and I worked a lot with a company that sells jets, and they sell jets to fleets, they sell it to family offices, they sell individual jets to affluent individuals. And a lot of times there'll be a committee that has to make the recommendation which plane to purchase and which company to purchase from. And when we have an environment like that, the person who goes in and is the hands-down expert that can absolutely educate people on what will meet their needs the best, that what will deliver the best value for them, is the person who everyone wants to hear from first and who everyone wants to hear from last, whether it's an RFP process or they're just doing a beauty show where people parade in and talk to them. So if you're an expert and you know what you're doing and you know how to help people solve problems, you're going to win more often.
How do you start to teach this? I mean, obviously people can read the book, but you know, for people that are used to more volume-based selling or aren't used to doing this, are there some habits that people can start to create that can give them the foundation to start doing this?
Oh, what a great word, habits. Yeah, 3 things they can do right now, today, every day, moving forward for the rest of their life that will change their sales perspective dramatically. First thing is every day, get a note card, a handwritten note, and write a handwritten note, drop it in the mail with a live stamp to start with your best clients, start with people who refer your business, then branch out to people who are in the news, people you want to meet. Handwritten notes every day, at least 1, 3 is better, but at least 1 handwritten note every day. Second thing they can do, pick up the phone, call your clients every day, talk to a different client, ask them what's going on, ask them what their biggest challenge is, what are they facing, what obstacles are they facing, and then without any benefit to yourself, try and help them solve it. If you only have 5 clients, then call evangelists, people who are referring you. Then call people who you used to know. Make sure you ask them how you can help them. And guess what? While you're asking them how you can help them, they're going to ask you what you do, and then they're going to refer you. And then the third thing you can do is make introductions. Introduce one person to another. Introduce people to other people who can help them advance their career or help them grow their company. Be a super connector. Go out there and connect people together. Guess what you're doing? You're demonstrating your external orientation, and you're building relationships.
The book is The 60-Second Sale. The author is Dave Lorenzo. We're going to have to take a quick break, pay some bills. We'll be right back. More with Dave Lorenzo. We're going to talk about how this is impacting marketing and what marketing can do to support these efforts. Talk more about habit building within salespeople with The 60-Second Sale. We'll be right back on Sales Pipeline Radio.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
In a world where the speed of innovation and change in B2B marketing has never been greater, the only thing bigger is the need for clarity, for a blueprint, for a guide to what's really working. And how about a way to apply it specifically today to increase sales pipeline growth, velocity, and most of all, conversion? That's what you'll find in the Modern Marketer's Field Guide. And amazingly, you can download it for free. HeinzMarketing.com. Just like it sounds, HeinzMarketing. It encompasses the entire sales and marketing cycle, but in quick bursts with lots of specific, actionable ideas, strategies, tactics you can put to work right away, like today. The loaded table of contents helps you narrow in and tackle a problem, and it's something you can come back to over and over again as a reference guide. Why not download your free copy of the Modern Marketer's Field Guide? It's free. HeinzMarketing.com, just like it sounds. H-E-I-N-Z, marketing.com. Okay, back to Matt and his guest and their 30-minute conversation about the 60-second sale.
Well, it's really funny, Paul. I mean, like, as we have this conversation, we talk about the 60-second sale, but it's becoming clear that there's a lot of work that goes into making that possible.
Well, and I laugh, but his point was well taken. If you really had it all lined up, it shouldn't take more than 60 seconds, but it doesn't. So you have to figure out all the other stuff, right?
Well, you know what? The elevator to success, Paul, is broken. You have to take the stairs. So I think that, you know, there's an awful lot that goes into making this work. Really excited to have the author of the 60-second sale with us today, Dave Lorenzo. And before we go too much further, obviously people can find this book on Amazon. They can find it on various online bookstores. Talk about where people can learn a little more about this online as well.
Sure. If you want to go to greatsalesbook.com, greatsalesbook.com, just as it sounds, you can pick up the book and you get a, believe it or not, you get a free consultation with me. I'm happy to talk you through how we make the 60-second sale happen. There's all kinds of bonus stuff like a free online course that goes along with the book as well.
Free 60-second consultation with Dave Lorenzo. I'm totally kidding.
That's it.
It's gonna be like it's gonna be longer than 60 seconds, but that is a super generous offer. So, what was that URL one more time?
GreatSalesBook.com.
GreatSalesBook.com. We'll make sure we include that in the notes for this podcast as well. So we're talking a lot about the impact this can have on salespeople, but bring marketing into the picture now as well, where you've got an organization that likes this, or the sales team likes this. How does marketing support people doing this? What can marketing do with their campaigns, with their content to support the concepts behind the 60-second sale as well?
Great question. One of the things that I was taught growing up and in big companies, and I was taught in college, was that marketing is about traffic and sales is about conversion. Well, with the internet and social media, those lines are blurred now. So what we have is we have the opportunity to build a relationship pretty much at every turn. So from a marketing perspective, what they can do is, well, they can do a number of things, but for the individual sales professional, if your organization has the ability to deliver messages to your audience, like content-rich messages. So an article that you write, they have the ability to mail it out to your audience, or they have the ability to post it on their social media page, or they have the ability to post it on the website or a blog. That's going to help you tremendously because it gives you great credibility. It helps build frequency of communication, which is a huge factor in trust, right? Think about your best friend. Think about your spouse, your significant other. If you only talk to them once a year, how strong would your relationship be? Well, I mean, in the case of your spouse, I'm not, you know, people have to answer that question for themselves, I guess. But in most cases, if you talk to people more frequently, you have a deeper level of trust and your relationship is stronger. So if there's a marketing team at the place where you work, if you're a sales professional, or if you're listening to this and you're an entrepreneur and you own a business, what you want to do is you want to supplement your sales efforts by continuing to provide great content that is of value to your audience, to the buyers, to the influencers, even to evangelists who will recommend you. And that content could take the form of an email or a video that's educational, or it can take the form of a podcast link like this show, for example. Sending this show out to someone who wants to learn about sales is a great way to continue to build your relationship. So marketing can continue to develop those relationships en masse by sending out content that is rich and valuable to everyone that you meet and start to develop relationships with along the way.
And I think, you know, you mentioned this earlier that a lot of companies just don't have the patience to build that trust and credibility, right? They want to go right from the, you know, thanks for downloading the white paper. Would you like to see a demo? But sometimes it takes three steps, just to, you know, it's sometimes three steps is faster than one, so to speak, to get to the relationship that you want. And it strikes me as you're listening to you talk, we're talking about this in the sales environment, but this isn't just a sales strategy. Like if I'm trying to get a new job, if I'm trying to build my network, if I'm trying to build influence outside of just my sales organization, maybe from a biz dev, from a community building standpoint, these strategies strategies apply as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you could even apply the strategy to dating if you wanted to. If you go out and meet someone, or you want to go out and meet someone you find that's interesting, you have to go in an environment where those people are. And then once you get in that environment, if you started walking up to people going, "Hey, my name is Dave. You want to get married?" You're not going to get very many happy answers to that. But if you started walking up to people saying, "Hi, my name is," and you use your name, obviously, I would say Dave, and you say, "Tell me a little bit about what brings you to this event today. Why did you choose to come to this event? And, you know, tell me what your interests are. Let's talk more about what you're looking forward to doing in the future. Where do you work?" That type of thing. Use these same strategies throughout your life, and not only will people think you're a really good person because you're taking an interest in them, you're just developing relationships, which is what we're all programmed to do. None of us has been wired by whoever you believe in, the great creator, to be alone. We're wired to be social people. So use these strategies in whatever environment you find yourself in, and more often than not, you will advance the relationships that you're desiring to build.
So greatsalesbook.com is where you can learn more about the 60-second sale. It has been endorsed by a who's who of some of the authors, speakers, thought leaders in the sales community. Dave, before we got a couple more minutes to wrap up here, before we got to wrap up on Sales Pipeline Radio, tell me a little more about some of the people that have influenced you in your career. They can be alive or dead. They can be professors. They can be authors. They don't even have to have anything to do with sales or marketing. But who are some of the folks that have really been influential for you that you'd maybe encourage other people to check out as well?
Oh, I'll tell you, there are so many people that are interesting and fascinating. I don't want to slight anyone, but I'll tell you the books and the folks that I go back to over and over again. One of the books, I'm going to sound like the biggest nerd in the world, that's on my nightstand right now, is Influence by Robert Cialdini. And the reason that I'm drawn to that book is that it fascinates me how our minds work, and that we're programmed for things like reciprocity, right? When somebody gives us something, we're programmed to want to give back. Liking, we're programmed to be drawn to people who are similar to us. That type of thing absolutely fascinates me. I'm also really drawn today toward anybody who talks about the mindset aspects of what it is we do, whether you're a sales professional or an entrepreneur. Anybody who's out there helping you with focusing your mind so that you can keep your level of confidence up. You don't need to know. My 10-year-old takes karate lessons, and he's into mixed martial arts. And if you fight somebody who knows more technique than you, a lot of times you're going to be in trouble. But if you can have a high level of confidence and you only know one or two techniques, but you know how to perfect them, that level of confidence will get you by so that you don't lose the fight. You may not win, but you can fight to a draw at least. And it's so that there's so many... There are so many corollaries to life. If your confidence level stays up, you don't have to have the best sales skills in the world. All you need to be able to do is keep coming back every single day. So hang around with people who make you feel good. Hang around people who are going to keep you coming back, and you'll be successful regardless of how much technique you know.
Love it. Well, thanks very much for our guest today. We've been featuring Dave Lorenzo, who's the author of The 60-Second Sale. Make sure you go check out greatsalesbook.com. You'll learn more about the book, get a copy of the book, spend more than 60 seconds perhaps with Dave Lorenzo himself with a consultation around the ideas of the book. Thanks for joining us again on Sales Pipeline Radio. We'll be here next week, the next couple weeks, as we wrap up Q3, head into the fall and the last quarter of the year. Can't believe it's already gone by this quickly. But join us next week, 11:30 Pacific, 2:30 Eastern. For my great producer, Paul, this is Matt Hines. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Sales Pipeline Radio.
You've been listening to another episode of Sales Pipeline Radio, brought to you by the good folks at Matt Hines Marketing, part of the ever-growing Funnel radio channel for at-work listeners like you.